Chapter 13. Combination cigarettes. No, a combination cigarette is not when you're smoking two or more at the same time. When that happens, you begin to wonder why you were smoking the first one. I once burnt the back of my hand trying to put a cigarette in my mouth when there was already one there. Actually, it's not quite as stupid as it may seem. As I've already said, eventually the cigarette ceases to relieve the withdrawal pangs, and even when you're smoking the cigarette, there's still something missing. This is the terrible frustration of the chain smoker. Whenever you need the boost, you're already smoking, and this is why heavy smokers often turn to drink or other drugs. But I digress. A combination cigarette is one occasioned by two or more of our usual reasons for smoking, such as social functions, parties, weddings, or meals in restaurants. These are examples of occasions that are both stressful and relaxing. This might at first appear to be a contradiction, but it isn't. Any form of socializing can be stressful, even with friends, and at the same time you want to be enjoying yourself and be completely relaxed. There are situations where all four reasons for smoking are present at one and the same time. Driving can be one of these. If you're leaving a tense situation, like a visit to the dentist or the doctor, you can now relax. At the same time, driving always involves an element of stress. Your life is at stake. You're also having to concentrate. You may not be aware of the latter two factors, but the fact that they're subconscious doesn't mean they aren't there. And if you're stuck in a traffic jam or have a long highway drive, you may also be bored. Another classic example is a game of cards. If it's a game like bridge or poker, you have to concentrate. If you're losing more than you can afford, it's stressful. If you have long periods of not getting a decent hand, it can be boring. And while all this is going on, you are at leisure. You're supposed to be relaxing. During a game of cards, no matter how slight the withdrawal pangs are, all smokers will be chain-smoking, even otherwise casual smokers. The ashtrays will fill and overflow in no time. There'll be a constant fallout cloud above head height. If you were to tap any of the smokers on the shoulder and ask him if he was enjoying it, the answer would be, "You've got to be joking." It's often after nights like these, when we wake up with a throat like a cesspit, that we decide to stop smoking. These combination cigarettes are often special ones, the ones that we think we'll miss most when we're contemplating stopping smoking. We think that life will never be quite as enjoyable again. In fact, it is the same principle at work. These cigarettes simply provide relief from withdrawal pangs, and at certain times we have greater need to relieve pangs than at others. Let's make this quite clear. It is not the cigarette that is special. It is the occasion. Once we've removed the need for the cigarette, such occasions will become more enjoyable and stressful situations less stressful. This will be explained in greater detail in the next chapter.